Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That was Ball and Chain, Mindy Hebert, and the Bone Shakers. They're at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. Gee, that was terrific. Already we're going to have to repaint the studios. The paint has blistered.
It is peeling off the walls right over there, I think, yeah.
Mindy, of course, on saxophone. Randy Jacobs on guitar and backing vocals. Third Richardson on drums and backing vocals. And the great Sweet P. Atkinson leading the vocal charge on that one. And as I said, this is just a... is this like half or a little over half of the Bone Shakers here? Maybe?
You got a little over half. We've got keyboards, Rodney Lee, and bass is Derek Frank. So
all right.
We're missing them today. We figured we'd pare it down for the cool little red room with stripes.
Yeah, we didn't have room for everybody, but there's plenty of room on the Jazz Alley stage. So, Mindy, earlier I said that you went to L.A. to conquer the music business or pay the rent. And I read somewhere, and I may have read this wrong. It was a little open to interpretation. But it sounded to me like not only were you trying to book your band, you were also busking on the streets?
You know what? I got a degree from Berklee College of Music. I figured
right.
I was just going to move to L.A. and completely take over the world. And that is harder than it looks. So what I did was just try to get any gig, you know, anybody that would hire me. And absolutely, I played on the streets. I would go out, put my case out there, and it paid the rent for a few months, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go do something that I didn't do. You know, I didn't want to say, do you want fries with that? When all I wanted to do was write and play saxophone and sing. So I figured you go out, you do what you do. And sure enough, a jazz keyboardist walked by one day, Bobby Lyle, and stopped and listened. And he comes up after the song I was playing and just said, I should hire you. I'm doing a new record and I'm doing a world tour. And I said, yeah.
Wow.
So it snowballed from there, and I started playing with a lot of people. Jonathan Butler, Tina Maria went out with, the Gap Band I rehearsed with for 2 weeks. Of course, the tour didn't happen. Backstreet Boys, Duran Duran, you know, it all kind of happened, and finally someone signed me for my own deal.
Nice.
I know.
Nice. And congratulations on your most recent Grammy nomination.
Thank you.
As I said in the introduction, your latest release is the one you recorded last year at Jazz Alley.
Yeah. But
the previous album, Under Your Own Name, is the one that got the Grammy nomination.
Yeah.
Very eclectic. You have terrific guests on it. Trombone Shorty's on it. Greg Allman's on it. I can't remember who else, but a lot of good guests.
You know, it was an interesting record for me because... you know, I came from a lot of rock and roll. I wasn't that sax player who wanted to be John Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't me. I wanted to be the big man, you know? I wanted to be King Curtis. I loved those guys. I love guys who can play one note and make you feel, you know? So Wild Heart was this kind of exploration for me of all these guys I was moonlighting with. You know, I was on my summer vacation with Aerosmith, you know, playing with them for a summer and, you know, getting to play with Bruce Springsteen for a night and, you know, all these people that I played with for their band.
Mm-hmm.
But Wild Heart, for me, was bringing them into my world. So Max Weinberg played with me from Springsteen's band and Joe Perry came in and played guitar. And Greg Allman and I wrote for 3 days at his house. That's a whole nother radio show there.
Wow, I'll bet.
And,
yeah.
And the song is just beautiful. I couldn't be more proud of it. Booker T and I wrote a few together, and he played, you know, Trombone Shorty. I was just, hey, man, come on, let's do this. And so it turned out to be, as you said, a very eclectic record. But for me, just very cool that I could finally kind of spread my wings and bring all these people that I loved into my own career. And it was great.
Well, in my small world, Clarence Clemons is God. Mm-hmm. And...
Hallelujah.
I can't.
That's my church, baby.
I can't imagine how wonderful and scared you must have felt standing up on stage where the big man stood.
You know, it was very surreal. You know, you can't fill the shoes, literally or figuratively, of Clarence Clemons. But I had played with Max Weinberg for some time, and Clarence had just passed away. And sure enough, I got that call that you can't even dream about that Max called me and just said, hey, we're playing with Bruce tomorrow night at the Beacon Theater. It's a big event. It's a big charity event, Stand Up for Heroes. And we're going to do Spirit in the Night. And I know you know every part. I mean, I just know every note of Clarence's solos and parts. And I just about dropped the phone. I was a blur onto an airplane, and I ended up playing, you know, with Bruce that night. And it was as awkward as it was completely inspiring.
Wow.
You know, because there you were. I was Clarence for the night, and that was a crazy thought, but it was incredible. Wow.
Good for you. Well, now that we're inspired, how about another song?
Absolutely. You want to come down here and, we're going to do a song. I say,
yeah.
Come out from behind those drums and have some fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Third Richardson is stepping out.
We don't
from
keep
behind
Third
his...
Richardson caged up back there.
And he's stepping very stylishly over to a cajon. And for those of you who don't know what a cajon is, Third, you want to just kind of tell us quickly?
It's a box.
He's sitting on the box that he will be soon projecting percussion from. Take it away.
You got it. Come on. I got a big confession, a secret I can't keep. You know that I've been dreaming and scheming while you've been fast asleep. And I tell you what I'm after, and I tell you how I feel. I've been trying to shake you and wake you, but I think our fate is sealed. I can't believe you don't know I can't go on. Got my hands in my pockets and my eyes on the door.
You're giving me something, but I know there's more. We dance to the music, it's the same old song. Better start to wake up or I'm gone, gone, gone.
Don't tell me that you love me. It's all a little late. You know the score and I've been searching for more. And I found the way.
Shakers. I'm going to go way out on a limb here and assume that was called either Gone or Gone, Gone, Gone.
It's called Gone. Okay. We did it especially for the live record here in Seattle.
Ah.
So, you know, you're supposed to do your hits, but it was our first show as the Bone Shakers, Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers. So I thought, bring in some new songs.
Yeah. Randy, are you in a position where you can talk for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Randy Jacobs is the leader of the Bone Shakers, and the band goes back. I want to ask you another question before we get into that. I noticed you're one of the few electric guitar players that I've seen who plays just with your fingers and not with a pick. You use no plectrum.
Because he's awesome.
When I started playing guitar in Detroit, the guys around me played with their hands. And so I just thought that was the way it was supposed to go.
I see.
You know what I mean? There's a guy next door named Mike Johnson, and he played guitar that way. But he was trying to be Wes, you know.
Sure.
There's another guy named Alvin Swan that lived a couple doors that way. And there was a guy that lived two blocks this way named Earl Clue. And he played that way. You know.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they all thought that, you know, he was playing country. Because he was playing acoustic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he wasn't like trying to play electric. He was always playing acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
He played at our elementary school when, you know, he's only like 3 years, 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And he played at elementary school. And those guys thought he was playing like, you know, country. You know. Because he's playing, you know, he's playing finger style even then, you know,
yeah.
And people, it wasn't the norm of the neighborhood, you know.
Right.
And then a few years later, my cousin was dating a bass player named Tony Newton, who played with like Tony Williams Lifetime and all that. He was a Motown bass player. And he said, man, you need to listen to this. And he played me Santana and he played me Hendrix and all that stuff. So I started getting into that and I just kept playing with my hands. So that was what I was used to doing.
Well, as we can extrapolate from what you just said, you're a Detroit fella. And Detroit is where the Bone Shakers had their genesis in another band, correct?
That was how I met Sweepy.
Working with Don Was in Was Not Was, was this like 80s?
Yeah, 80. I met Sweepy in 1980.
Uh-huh.
Met Don at the end of 79. You know, he would just happen to be at this studio called Sound Suite, and he'd get free studio time if he worked after like midnight.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Don was doing remixes to make a living for your back when remixes first started. That was what he was doing.
Oh, I see.
This guy was poor. Yeah. Poor.
He's not anymore.
No, you're not poor.
He's done all right now.
Yeah,
all right now.
So it began with members of the group Was Not Was, you and Sweet Pea, and at a certain point you broke off, became the Bone Shakers.
Well, the last tour, we did a tour with Dire Straits through Europe in 1992.
As Was Not Was.
Mm-hmm. And that was sort of officially like the last big tour. Don had so much on his plate, and David had a certain amount on it. So they were going off to do, you know, like Don was going into full production, you know, to be a full-time producer. He had always been producing even in Detroit, but, you know, things had happened where things were getting big. You know, he had done, you know, according to some people, when it first came around to him, it was like, you know, once you finish with that has-been Bonnie Raitt and that B-52's record, we'll get you some real work. And then, of course, it blew up amazingly. You know,
yeah.
Sweepy sang on a lot of stuff on Nick of Time.
Bonnie Raitt's,
you know,
release.
Yeah, and then I started working with Bonnie on, like, Luck of the Draw and then Longing in Our Hearts and stuff like that.
Awesome records.
Yeah, they're all great.
And
yeah.
So that, and then after that all sort of ended, you know, I was putting together the Bone Shakers. Sweepy was supposed to do his own thing with the other guys from Was Not Was. So he wasn't the first singer. Actually, the first singer was John Butcher from John Butcher Axis. Do you remember him?
No, I do not.
He was like the next coming of Hendrix from Boston. He played guitar and he sings. You look him up. He's still around. He's great. But then he kept saying, he listened to the demos that Sweepy was saying. He said, man, I just can't sing that soulful. He kept saying that over and over. And then Sweepy called me up and said, man, that stuff's not going to happen. I want to be in the band. So he's in the band. So that was how it happened. It was like 90, 91, 92.
Well, I think this is a question for both you and Mindy. Apparently, Mindy sat in with you guys at a festival or something, and you guys clicked and decided to become at least a group, you know, sometimes. What was the chemistry? What happened?
It's a little deeper than that.
Yeah, well, we've been playing together for a long time.
You
know, I met her in 91, which I was playing with this band. It was a loud rock band, and he goes, man, you got to check this girl out, man. She's bad, man. You got to bring her in. So she comes in with her little blue jean jacket on and her bad hair and her no makeup and stuff. I'm thinking, And she tore the place up.
Uh-huh.
And then we started from there, and I played on some of her stuff. She played on some of my stuff over the years, you know.
I see.
And when she did Wild Heart, you know, she was saying, you know, maybe you could play with me more. So
I needed a little edge, you know. So I recorded Wild Heart, and all of a sudden my band wasn't up to it. It wasn't what I needed.
Right.
You know, they were amazing musicians, but it wasn't that.
Wasn't
feeling.
What was in
stylistically.
Your
stylistically.
Yeah. So, you know, Randy and I had played on each other's stuff for years. I was a total fan, and I just was like, "Come on, come play with us." You know, come play with us. Mm-hmm. And he did. So yeah, that cut to then the next year, Bone Shakers are playing on the stage on the hill. My band's playing on the stage over here for the Newport Beach Jazz Festival, and you know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to come sit in. You know, you guys are family. I mean, this has been many years of playing together on and off. I'm sitting in. I sat in for the whole set. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Sweet Pea was just killing it. And I, you
that
know,
girl is good.
So, yeah, I stayed up the whole set, and I just looked at these guys afterwards. I'm like, I mean, you know, there's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Why can't we be Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers and, you know, put
I
these
talents
together?
I thought it was Bone Shakers and Mindy Hebert.
I was going to ask. Right. I was going to ask if there was any conversation about that.
We're working on a record. We're going to talk about that.
No. I like it the way it is.
Oh, man. Well, so much for oversimplified web information. I'm glad you guys gave me the
that's why we're
story.
Here, you know?
That's right.
Come on, here in person. You got to ask the crazy questions that we've got some deep answers to.
Sure.
We've
well,
played together a long time. Third is from my hometown. So we're both Tampa Bay people, you know, so it's a lot of family up here.
Oh, hey, a shout out. I noted this down. I got an email just before coming in here from a longtime supporter of KPLU, a guy named Gene. He said he wanted to say hi. He's been a lifelong fan, raised his son in Tampa, St. Pete, and his best friends still live on Davis Island.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to be down there next week playing, so
it's
fun to bring the band. Yeah, Tuesday
you go
the 22nd.
Home one day and then turn around and get on the plane the next day.
You don't like Florida. To be home. You like to be on stage.
There's nothing there.
Well, pardon me. We have time for one more song. And before we get into it, I want to remind everyone listening that the band that you're listening to now, Mindy Hebert and the majority of the Bone Shakers, will be in full complement at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday night. And I also want to thank WSECU for their support of these studio sessions. And, of course, our thanks, as always, to members of our leadership circle for making the sessions possible. And a huge thanks to you guys for making time to come out.
We love being here. We love supporting you. You're keeping a lot of great music alive. So thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. So what do you got for us for a wrap-up?
Okay, so for our last song, I figured we wanted to show Seattle a little love. You guys got great food. You've got great atmosphere. You got great music. So we're going to delve into it. Ah, there's the coffee, too. Okay. We're a little hopped up on the coffee. But you guys can't see this on the radio, but as a guitar, we have a cigar box that was made into a guitar. Pretty cool. So,
and it's a four-stringed instrument?
Yes, it's a four-stringed instrument.
Tune in D, A, D, F sharp.
That's getting geeky. I like that.
And the only other guy that I've seen play, actually seen play a guitar box, is Luther from North Mississippi All-Stars.
Dickinson.
Right. Yeah. Luther Dickinson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one night at in New Orleans. And then he just busted it after he played it.
Wow. That's not right.
Well, I guess I don't know.
Well, let's see what happens.
Don't bust yours. That's actually a beautiful cigar box.
Down with the edge of my hand.
just raise a little sail. I'm a voodoo child, yeah. Lord knows I'm a voodoo child. I didn't mean to take up all your sweet, sweet time. I'll give it right back one of these days. I didn't mean to take up all your sweet, sweet time. I'll give it right back. I don't see you no more in this world. I'll see you in the next one. Don't be late, don't be late. 'Cause I'm a voodoo child. Lord knows I'm a voodoo child. 'Cause I'm a voodoo child. Said I didn't mean to take up all your sweet, sweet time.